You remember I told you that I wasn't yet a qualified embalmer? At the time, I was still assigned to hairdressing, never having prepared a body, properly speaking, or even done any cosmetic work. Not owning up at the start to being only an embalmer in training got me into quite a fix. Once his mother was laid out on the refrigerated slab, I started combing her hair, very slowly, in the hope that my boss and the others would soon get back from their game. Despite her age, she had wonderful hair, streaked with gray and not very thick, but incredibly silky. I washed it, dried it, brushed it, strand by strand, and then I tied it back in a knot. Gianna told me she used to put her hair up for special occasions, birthdays, New Year celebrations, and so on. Apparently she used to admire the sight of her long, elegant neck and her youthful, smooth skin in the mirror. When I finished fixing her hair, I must say it looked very nice. She looked intellectual, even aristocratic. But, of course, the hairdo could do nothing to alter the expression on her face in all its silent anguish. That's when I decided I could not wait for the boss and would simply have to take the plunge. Do you think you had fallen in love with him? I don't deny it. Don't you think we've done enough talking for today?
No.
Tell me what you did with his mother.
Briefly, if you like. Just tell me some little professional secrets.
Though I had never done it myself, I knew the procedure for injecting the formaldehyde-based fluid into the veins of the deceased. It's nothing like a blood transfusion. You make an incision in the leg, into which you insert a catheter. The fluid is then pumped through the body and out again. No one but the boss himself was allowed to make that incision. I would stand beside him sometimes to help reposition the body or to pass him instruments, but for some reason I could never bear to look.